hands, and night shall fold him in soft wings. Julian Grenfell. Acknowledgement. A humble shrine. Your monument shall be my gentle verse, which eyes not yet created shall o'er read, and tongues to be your being shall rehearse, when all the breathers of this world are dead. Shakespeare, Sonnet 81. I am on the road nearly 300 days a year training military units, such as the Green Berets, Rangers, Marines, fighter pilots, and many others, and law enforcement officers, including the FBI, ATF, SWAT, CHP, and RCMP, about the psychology and physiology of combat. It is a great job, and I am honored and humbled to do it. I teach them, and then they teach me, in an endless, ever-refining feedback loop. I coined the term the bulletproof mind to describe the ever-evolving body of material that I teach these warriors. The CD, by the same title, has become a top national bestseller in the law enforcement community in the United States. I cannot fully communicate my appreciation to all the law enforcement officers, soldiers, and others who have been willing to share the intimate details of their combat experiences with me. They have given me the narratives and the data that forms the heart of this book. We are truly pioneers in this new field of warrior science, a term used with permission of Bruce Siddle. Like explorers on a vast new continent, we can identify the general outline of the coasts, some key rivers, and a few major mountain ranges. Some of what we think we know will be subject to refinement and development in the years to come. Yet, for all our current limitations, I sincerely believe that future generations will look back on this as a renaissance. Men have been at war for millennia, but only today have we discovered, or been willing to talk about, the reality of combat. Now we are learning about auditory exclusion. For most people in combat, the shots get quiet. Slow motion time, tunnel vision, loss of bowel and bladder control, and post-traumatic response. Nietzsche said, "The value of many men and books rests on their faculty for compelling all to speak out the most hidden and intimate things." The goal of this audiobook is to seek out those hidden facts and intimate things so that we can send warriors into battle who are forewarned and forearmed. As Shakespeare put it, all things are ready, if our minds be so. This audiobook is different from my previous one on killing, in that it is more focused towards empowering warriors to participate in the toxic, corrosive, destructive environment of combat. Today, more than ever, we need virtuous, competent warriors to serve in our military, law enforcement, and many other fields. It is my hope that this audiobook can assist them. Still, I hope that there is much in this audiobook that will be of service to the gentle, decent, and discerning spirits in the peace movement who have been able to use On Killing to study and understand the nature of the battlefield. As I said in On Killing, our objective must be no judgment, no condemnation, just the remarkable power of understanding. As Chaplain Fred Lamotte put it, don't judge, just observe from a quiet, witnessing awareness, and the illusions will dissolve. Just let the research and the warrior's words speak for themselves. Lauren Christensen and I are warriors, but we have struggled to craft the words that will communicate our respectful acknowledgement of the views of others. Our goal is to avoid bruising the spirit of the gentle warrior who seeks to understand combat while still helping to steel the hearts of those who must go into combat. In the words of Alexander Pope, "Cursed be the verse, how well soe'er it flow, that tends to make one worthy man my foe." Knowing the truth about combat is of value to warriors, to citizens who rely upon warriors, and to those in power who would send warriors into battle. Combat is not antiseptic or dry. It is just the opposite, a septic, toxic realm, wet with tears and blood. And the more we understand this, the more likely we will be to explore other options for resolving conflict. May these